Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantee to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
746, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Daniel Erspammer, welcoming him in, CEO of the Pelican Institute, talk about a poll that they conducted to see what Louisianians voters were concerned about with this session. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, good morning. Doing all right. Good to be with you.
Tell me about what made you do the poll, and what did you ask, and what did you find?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we try to do regularly is get a pulse for where voters are, what their interests are, where their priorities are, and we thought particularly given the legislative session that is going to kick off on Monday, it would be a good time to sort of figure out where they are on key issues. And, you know, the headline, I think, is by and large, voters are pleased with the policy progress that the legislature and the governor have made over the last year and are eager to see additional changes come.
I would have to believe that insurance would be at the top of the list, huh?
It is. You know, couple of things we see from the poll on this. One is 74% of respondents said that their insurance premiums increased over the last year. No surprise there. In fact, maybe a little surprise. It's not even higher. And then we wanted to understand, you know, to what extent did voters believe that lawsuit abuse was a major driver of those premium increases. And overall, nearly 60% of people said that they agreed, or they strongly agreed with that. And if you look at the people who either strongly or somewhat agree, 61% of Democrats, 81% of independents, and 84% of Republicans all said lawsuit abuse is the major driver of insurance premium increases.
So with that being said, the governor had his news conference yesterday. I don't know if you want to venture into these waters or not, but he called out one trial attorney. He went hunting with another one last week. How confident are you, or how hopeful are you that something's going to actually be done? Because I got to tell you, Daniel, I first of all, let me take a step back. If you look at the tail of the tape, if you will, if you compare auto insurance rates with here and Texas, here and Mississippi, as I hear so many times from so many people, what's the difference? Why is it so much higher here? Because you would think basically everything's equal other than, and the answer would be what?
That's right. Other than a significantly higher level of litigation related to particularly related to auto issues here in Louisiana.
Say that again, sir.
So the big thing that's different is the level of litigation, the amount of litigation that happens in Louisiana relative to those other states, particularly around auto issues.
So how do you go about parsing that? Because the attorneys wouldn't do it if there was no cheese at the end of the tunnel, right? So how is it, the judicial system, the state law? Where does the cheese present itself?
Yeah, and look, you know, let me be clear. I mean, I don't blame the attorneys all that much. They're taking advantage of
this
system
America
that exists.
Right? That's
right.
America. So you play just like golf, Daniel. You play by the rules. Sometimes it takes the tree out of play. Sometimes not. You play by the
That's
rules.
Right.
Go ahead.
Exactly right. So you know, you look at the system, and what we have is a situation where you've got aggressive attorneys who are again playing by the rules. That have a, you know, for years you couldn't even take something to a jury unless it was $50,000 or more. So what you saw were settlements, lots of them, at $49,999. Mm-hmm. You know, and that threshold has been lower, but we're still seeing a lot of settlements at that range. And you know, a lot of states don't even have a jury trial threshold to begin with. Another issue we have in Louisiana that's not true everywhere is we call it a collateral source rule. So let's say you're in an auto accident, you have some medical costs, the defendant is found liable for the injuries. Well, what the jury sees is what I call the rack rate, the sort of list price for the hospital, the doctor, you know, all those things. Well, nobody actually pays that amount. By the time insurance companies or if you're a cash payer, your cash payment is negotiated, those costs are a lot lower. But juries in Louisiana can only see that high-level rate that is sort of the list price for these services. So they're seeing vastly exaggerated costs and awarding damages or awards based on those numbers.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Do you think, well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 751, 9 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. When we come back, we'll talk about the likelihood of anything actually being done to change insurance rates. I think it's highly unlikely, but we'll see. I also want to talk about education and Gator and funding Gator. We're going to talk to Kirk Talbot in a little bit about some of his bills, recent discussions with the governor about the insurance crisis. And also, Cameron Henry's pushing back on the Gator scholarship program. Some people think that it's just subsidizing people that are already sending their kids to private school. We'll talk about that and more when we return. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 758, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Somebody said, don't blame the trial lawyers. They're taking advantage. Nah, I got to agree with Daniel on this one. They're just playing by the rules. You want to blame somebody, blame the legislature and the laws that exist. They're the ones that need to change it. Let's get to the Gator program. What do people say about that, Daniel?
Yeah, a very favorable opinion. We had almost 60% of voters across the state say that they had a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of the new Gator program. And importantly, 63% of voters said they believe that it should be fully funded, that every child who applies, and we're now up to over 32,000 students who have qualified for the program, have signed up with a week left yet to register. 63% say we ought to fully fund it.
So for people that say, Daniel, it's nothing but a subsidy for people already sending their kids to private schools, that it's going to eventually morph into that, you would say what?
I said this is about a new way to deliver education. The dollars of the state follow the child to the school that fits them best. And what we'll see is a number of these children are already in, some of them will already be in private school, and low-income families are scraping together every penny they can to make that happen. But we'll see this as eventually universal. It applies equally to every kid in the state.
So eventually people that are not struggling financially will get money from the Gator Scholarship Program to send, that are already sending their kids to private schools. They'll just basically get help paying the tuition. Accurate?
That is accurate. It's a lower amount, award amount for families that are above 250% of poverty. But eventually this will be available to all families in Louisiana.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate your time. CEO of the Pelican Institute. We come back, we'll talk to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, Dr. B, about getting enough sleep.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.